Davis, welcome to the latest episode of Cut to the...
Well, I thought you'd say chase today, but yes, Cut to the Chase.
Episode 71. Can you believe it? We're getting close to 100. And I was thinking for episode 100, we should have a 100-minute special. No, we cut to the chase here. That's what we do. And we promise we always get to the point. So let's get to the point today. And today we're going to talk about distress vendors, distress listings. Yeah. What are they? There is a lot of them around. And I'll tell you what. I have had a couple of listings recently where I appraised it. I thought it was going to be a certain price. And the vendor was happy with a couple of hundred grand less than what I thought the value was. Now, did I make a mistake? Well, I'm an optimist. I want to get them as much money as possible. They were desperate to sell, right? And how many other people in the market out there, they are so-called desperate or very motivated, right? Yes. So how do you approach it as an agent? Joe Blog out there doing a listing presentation. What kind of question can you ask to actually position yourself in a way that, bang, you can deliver the best service, but help the vendor achieve what they want to achieve?
Well, assume nothing around price. Like, you know, I did three auctions on the weekend, Diego. One had bidding at 2.8 with a CV at 2.9 and they want 3.2. Didn't sell. Another property that sold for $1,053,000 with a CV at $1,250,000. So the market's there. Mm. You've just got to stay out of the price, as we know. Any assumption around what you think a property's worth is costing vendors an opportunity to move, is costing you as an agent a deal, or just getting in the way around price. We market, we negotiate, have no opinion on price other than just knowing our facts, which we've spoken about at length.
Yeah.
See, one of mine with distressed sales at the moment in Auckland, I had a look last week, 32 mortgagee sales, not one of them has been listed twice, and they should be. A mortgagee sale, you can go and knock on the door and you can list the property exclusively with the seller of the property. The bank owns it, or they have the mortgage, they've appointed someone else. You go and door knock mortgagee sales and talk to the vendor and say, right, we're going to offer vacant possession. We're going to offer the chattels that they can come and inspect them. So we might as well get something in your pocket versus what Paddy's shot at. And there's some really good agents in South Auckland that do it. But others, I'm not seeing them approach mortgagee sales. You know, they're the bottom end, you know, they're the worst of the distressed sales, but the money's there.
And the question you got to ask when you're at the listing presentation, well, you don't have to, but I do, is you give them an appraisal range because that's what the REA says. We've got to give them an estimate based on some comparable sales. Now, you're always going to have a range of comparable sales, right? And you're going to have one that is lower, one that is similar, one that is higher, blah, 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 blah. Now, here's a question that I ask. And I say, hey, I'm thinking based on these sales, buyers might be seeing value between this and that, but this one sale that is about $200,000 less than what the value of the other sale are, let me ask a question. What might you do if you get an offer, say, a 1.1, although we are hoping for 1.3? What might you do? See what they say.
And when there's a pause, then you're working out where the motivation is, right? But when they categorically come back and go, no, no, yeah.
We don't have to sell. We're not even to give it away. We're not in a hurry. Yeah, the magic three words, right? We're here all the time. And respectfully so, I respect your decision. Let's go ahead. Let's see if we can get the miracle price, the champagne price, but let's be prepared that it might be a grumpy price. You know, there are three type of prizes. Well, there are many type of prizes, but there is the champagne price. Hey, I haven't drank champagne for a long time. Those prices are not there. There is the I can make a work price, and there is the grumpy price, right? Then I can make a work price is normally what is a good price in this market.
Yeah.
The grumpy price is still what it is, the grumpy price, right? But you got to ask those questions, and it's better that you ask them at the listing presentation than 2 weeks down the line and say, what might you do? Because then they're going to go like, but you say 1.3, and it's like, well, I didn't, So from the outset, what might you do if you get an offer at this level? Set it up so you know where they are. When you're on the market, you're not looking like you're just coming from underneath the rug and trying to, you know, swipe the rug off their feet and say that it's going to be worth less because you already had the conversation and there's plenty of people out there that want to sell.
And chase down mortgagee sales. List it twice with the vendor.
Thanks for listening. 71 tomorrow, next week 72, and we're getting close to the 100.